Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Talking with Cannabis. Today I am filming outside. It's really nice out. We are going to be going over another Twisted Truths segment, so it will be the story of Peter Pan and Wendy versus the Disney version of Peter Pan. And I would also just like to put out a quick disclaimer that any background noise that you hear, I am extremely sorry. I will try to take breaks in between or try to cut some things out if it is too disruptive. I just thought it'd be nice to get some fresh air instead of always trying to be in a stuffy room to record. So I'll be taking some bong hits here and there while we go over the story, and hopefully this one is not too boring and just as exciting as the last few. So without further ado, we're gonna go ahead and jump right in. Sorry, I had to record in here because my neighbors are extremely loud, and of course, right when I want to start working on my podcast, they want to be outside too and make a bunch of excess noise. So I will be recording the audio in the inside studio, and I will be recording the smoking in the outside studio if possible. So in the Disney version of Peter Pan, it says, "In this Disney animated film, Wendy and her two brothers are amazed when a magical boy named Peter Pan flies into their bedroom, supposedly in pursuit of his rebellious shadow." Hold on, my dog. Alright, sorry about that. Let's see. Flies into the bedroom, supposedly in pursuit of his rebellious shadow. He and his fairy friend Tinkerbell come from a far-off place called Neverland, where children stay perpetually young. Enchanted, the kids follow him back, but when Peter's nemesis, the pirate Captain Hook, causes trouble, the kids begin to miss their old life. So that's kind of the situation on the Disney version of Peter Pan. And now we will go over the novelization, which was based off of the character from The Little White Bird. And I believe these are both written by, J.M. Barrie. That's the author. Okay. Let's see. It says right here, "Peter makes nighttime calls on the Darling's house in Bloomsbury, listening in on Mrs. Mary Darling's bedtime stories by the open window. One night, Peter is spotted, and while trying to escape, he loses a shadow. On returning to claim it, Peter wakes Mary's daughter, Wendy Darling. Wendy succeeds in reattaching his shadow to him, and Peter learns that she knows many bedtime stories. He invites her to Neverland to be a mother to his gang, the Lost Boys, children who were lost in Kensington Gardens. Wendy agrees, and her brothers, John and Michael, go along. Their magical flight to Neverland is followed by many adventures. The children are blown out of the air by a cannon, and Wendy is nearly killed by the Lost Boy, Tootles. Peter and the Lost Boys build a little house for Wendy to live in while she recuperates. Soon, John and Michael adopt the ways of the Lost Boys. Peter welcomes Wendy to his underground home, and she immediately assumes the role of mother figure. Peter takes the Darlings on several adventures, the first truly dangerous one occurring at Mermaid's Lagoon. At Mermaid's Lagoon, Peter and the Lost Boys save the Indian chief's daughter, Tiger Lily, and become involved in a battle with the pirates, including the evil Captain Hook, Peter's nemesis. He is named after the hook that replaced his right hand that Peter cut off in a fight. From there on, Hook has been hunted by the crocodile, which ate his hand after it fell into the water, and now wants to eat the rest of him. The crocodile also swallowed a ticking clock, so Hook is wary of all ticking sounds. Peter is wounded when Hook claws him. He believes he will die, stranded on a rock when the tide is rising, but he views death as an awfully big adventure. Luckily, the Neverbird allows him to use his nest as a boat, and Peter sails home. And we're going to take a short break, and we'll come right back to the story. Let me know what you guys think so far. Alright, we're back. I went back inside the inside studio because it just has better, like, audio, I guess. Anyways, let's continue the story. In gratitude for Peter saving Tiger Lily, her tribe guards his home from the next imminent pirate attack. Meanwhile, Wendy begins to fall in love with Peter and asks him what kind of feelings he has for her. Peter says that he is like her faithful son. One day, while telling stories to the Lost Boys and her brothers, John and Michael, Wendy recalls her parents and then decides to take them back and return to England. Unfortunately, and unbeknownst to Peter, Wendy and the boys are captured by Captain Hook, who also tries to poison Peter's medicine while the boy is asleep. When Peter awakes, he learns from the fairy Tinkerbell that Wendy has been kidnapped. In an effort to please Wendy, he goes to drink his medicine. Tink does not have time to warn him of the poison and instead drinks it herself, causing her near death. What the fuck? That's dark. Tink tells him she could be saved if children believe in fairies. In one of the play's most famous moments, Peter turns to the audience watching the play and begs those who believe in fairies to clap their hands. So that's kind of like how the play would go. You know what I mean? Peter heads to the ship. On the way, he encounters the ticking crocodile. Peter decides to copy the tick so any animals will recognize it and leave him unharmed. He does not realize that he is still ticking as he boards the ship, where Hook cowers, mistaking him for the crocodile. While the pirates are searching for the croc, Peter sneaks into the cabin to steal the keys and frees the Lost Boys. When the pirates investigate a noise in the cabin, Peter defeats them. When he finally reveals himself, he and Hook begin the climactic battle, which Peter easily wins. He kicks Hook into the jaws of the waiting crocodile, and Hook dies with the satisfaction that Peter had literally kicked him off the ship, which Hook considers bad form. Then Peter takes control of the ship and sails the seas back to London. See, whereas in the Disney version, they don't kill Captain Hook. He does get kicked off the ship, but he does not get killed. And I think we're going to stop here for now and take another hit or two, and then we will come back and finish the book. So I hope you guys are enjoying it so far. I am. I definitely wasn't expecting it to be this dark and dramatic. But you know what? The Disney version is pretty dark and dramatic. So it kind of makes sense. Like, Hook is still very evil. So him poisoning or trying to poison Peter in this book, it makes sense. But anyways, I'll be back.
let's continue the story. In the end, Wendy decides that her place is at home, much to the joy of her heartsick mother. Wendy then brings all the boys but Peter back to London. Before Wendy and her brothers arrive at their house, Peter flies ahead to try and bar the window so Wendy will think her mother has forgotten her. But, damn, that's fucked up. But when he learns of Mrs. Darling's distress, he bitterly leaves the window open and flies away. Peter returns briefly and he meets Mrs. Darling, who has agreed to adopt the lost boys. She offers to adopt Peter as well, but Peter refuses, afraid they will catch him and make him a man. It is hinted that Mary Darling knew Peter when she was a girl because she is slightly changed when Peter leaves. Peter promises to return for Wendy every spring. The final scene of the play, or the story, takes place a year later, when we see Wendy preparing to go back home after the spring cleaning has taken place. It is stated that Tinker Bell has died during this year, since fairies are naturally short-lived creatures. That's really sad. However, Peter has already forgotten about Tinkerbell, the Lost Boys, and even Hook when Wendy returns, and he does not understand Wendy's wistful wish that she could take him back with her. So, basically, the rest of the story and play is nothing like the Disney version. They cut out a lot of this. According to the narrator of the play, or the story, it has something to do with the riddle of his being. If he could get the hang of the thing, his cry might become to live would be an awfully big adventure. And that is the end of Peter and Wendy. Written by J.M. Barrie. So, I hope you guys enjoyed. I certainly did. I also would like to point out that it was more so sad than dark. Well, I guess dark could be sad. But, yeah, let me know what you guys think. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. And I will talk to you guys on the next Twisted Truths segment. So, enjoy the rest of your day or evening. And I'm gonna head out.